This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other.
It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark now, Huey. And good afternoon, good day. It's another beautiful Thursday. It's a Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Yes, this is your boy Pearly in the house. I got a special guest. We're going to get to her in a quick second. But we're also going to talk Junkanoo. We're going to find out what's going on there. I need to know what's going on. What's happening? What's going on with Junkanoo? We're going to get into that right after my special. You can become a Talking Head.
You can become a Talking Head. Brought to you by BTC.
It's easy, you know. Pick up your phone. Dial 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259, or toll free 242-300-5720. That's 242-357-20. And if you don't want me to hear your voice and you're a little shy, feel free to text me, which is powered by, the text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. I want to hear you when we get into the topic. But I'm excited. Oh, just before, hold on. Before we get to my guest, I'm so excited to talk to my guest. Let's get about what's going on in the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. In the Guardian this morning, NJC will manage parades. Government says there will be one parade. JCNP says it is the legitimate body to govern Junkanoo parades on New Providence. PM, I'm not downplaying unemployment figures. Strong new liquor establishment rules will rein in proliferation of bars. And WSC commissions new portable water plant in Barrie Tyree. Oh yeah, I love Barrie Tyree. And in the business section, RCI unveils Royal Beach Club ferries. Nice. Vessels feature advanced navigation and population system to ferry RCI guests to and from Royal Beach Club. Corporate services firm sees 40% jump in business filing under CRA. JBA rejects authority of Ministry of Tourism to suspend Junkanoo Beach employees. Strong, again, new liquor establishment rules will rein in proliferation of bars. That's what's in the headlines this morning. It is nice. Imelda gone. Starting to clean up, starting to clear up. It's a beautiful day. Water starting to subside. Still some flooding around, but we're getting there. But let's get to my special guest. This is so wonderful. I'm so glad I had lunch. See, I can mess your name up again.
No problem.
My special guest from KFC, Amari.
Yes.
Bethel. Right, see? I called her everything but that up until today. This is the first time I got it right. So thank God for that. Welcome to Talking Heads. I'm Pearly. And we're here to talk about your new signature sandwich and talk about what KFC is doing for Breast Cancer Month and Sister, helping them out with breast cancer.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you brought. There's some of these goodies. And don't tell them what you bring me to eat. No. Just tell them. Okay, we can tell them. Let's talk about what you guys could be doing for Breast Cancer Month.
Yeah, so this is our annual drive that we do with Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. Uh-huh. So all of the restaurants, a part of the Myers Group of restaurants,
uh-huh,
we all raise funds for Sister Breast Cancer Support Group during the month of October.
Super.
So we're inviting our guests to stop at any KFC Nassau location and make a donation. You don't have to buy anything specific.
Okay.
We encourage you to get something. We'd love that.
Of course.
But you're also able to make a donation for say a dollar, any amount Higher than that, we'd love it.
Yeah, more. The higher the better.
The higher the better, for sure.
We would accept the coins, but paper folds better.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And that's wonderful. And all that you raise. Cool. So if they can make a donation, is any part of the proceeds from the sales go towards it, or just the donations?
The donations will go towards Sister Breast Cancer.
Okay, and you know, I've had friends I've lost to breast cancer. I know people who've been fighting it. I know people who've been heroes, I call them, for going through this. So it's an important, and October is in Breast Cancer Month. I'll be wearing my pink all month. Usually on Fridays I put on the pink, because most times they actually wear on Fridays. So I'll have my pink shirt on tomorrow. I'm not afraid to wear pink.
That's fine.
So tell us about the bucket, because, you know, I'm using a red, white bucket.
Yes.
Yeah, so now there's a pink bucket. Pink.
Yes, we have a pink and white bucket still having the kernel on it, but it's all, again, to raise awareness for breast cancer awareness.
So when people, you need to buy a bucket of chicken so you can get this beautiful pink and white bucket, is, you know, support this cause. It is a very important cause.
Very.
We have too many people are dying from cancer, particularly too many women are suffering from breast cancer. So we need to get as much funds in there so the research can continue, so that we can find a cure for this disease.
Yes.
What else do you have here now?
Yeah, so we actually have a few other things happening at KFC. This month we have the original Asiago Bacon Club, as well as our fill-up box.
So am I supposed to eat this now, or I can eat it?
Whenever you'd like.
Okay, this is dinner. This is dinner.
Yes, so our original Asiago Bacon Club, it comes with a 120-gram white meat chicken fillet.
Yes.
Stacked with Asiago cheese, bacon, ranch, lettuce, tomato, all in a golden brioche bun.
I'm going to try whole out. I don't think the white woman eat on in the studio, but I'm going to try whole out. It sounds really good.
Yes.
So how long has it been on the market?
Well, yesterday was day one.
Okay.
Yeah, so get it while you can.
And it's a permanent?
It is a limited time offer. So that's why I'm encouraging to get it while you can.
Okay, just get to it. Let's try to say it. Name it again.
The original Asiago Bacon Club.
And it's original because it's the original chicken.
Original recipe chicken.
Recipe chicken.
Yes.
Original Asiago Bacon Club.
Yes.
And anything with bacon on it is wonderful.
Yes, for
and anything
sure.
with KFC chicken on it is even more better.
Exactly. You get it.
I know. And what else? I mean, all right. So we got the bacon club.
Yes,
I say bacon, the Asiago Bacon Club. And what's this little sweet thing you brought here?
Yes, we also have a seasonal flavored dessert biscuit. So it's our pumpkin dessert biscuit.
And it's pumpkin season.
Yes, it is.
My sister likes to say that it's pumpkin season.
Yes, it okay. is.
Wonderful. And so tell us what else.
We also have our fill-up box. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you were a little caught off guard by this box when I brought it in.
Yes, I thought it was a pizza box.
Yeah. It looks like a pizza box, but in fact, it's a box of all of your KFC favorites.
And what all comes in it?
So that is 6 pieces of juicy chicken, whatever mix you want, in original spicy barbecue.
Uh-huh. I usually get half original, half barbecue.
That's fine.
That's what I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So split your six, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have 12 nuggets, fries, and 4 buttery biscuits.
Cool. That's wonderful.
And all of that is for $30.
That ain't bad. That's a good price.
It is a very good price.
Yeah. And you can feed a family of 4 with that, basically.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Okay. It's wonderful. So what else? What's going on with KFC? Update us. What's been happening? What's going to be happening going forward? And particularly anything coming up for Christmas? Anything?
Yeah. So you have to stay tuned to our social pages to find out what's happening.
You're not going
to
come back and tell me? I like it. You come here. Make sure it's a Thursday you come out. Don't come in here because then Naughty and MJ Nugget, just come on a Thursday when Pearly's here.
Noted. Very. Noted.
He's cussing. He's called me everything but a child of God right now.
But yeah, so I mean, like I said, just stay tuned to our social pages to find out more of what's happening with KFC. But again, for the month of October, we have those 4 different things happening.
Okay.
Mainly our focus being our support for Sister Breast Cancer Support Group.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, having our featured sandwich being the original Asiago Baking Club, and our fill-up box being another abundant offer that can feed more than one person as well. So, and then sweeten things up with a pumpkin dessert biscuit.
This is so great. So we want to tell people, you know, and October is a very important month for Sister Breast Cancer.
For sure.
That's when they make their drive to try to get funds in to assist women who are, and sometimes some men.
Yes.
Men don't talk about it as often as women do, but it's an opportunity for them. So you got to support this. Get into KFC. Even if you're just running there and throwing a dollar in the thing, do that. But if you buy something, it'll be even better. You buy something and then make a donation and know that your body out there who's been battling this disease. A lot of women don't talk about it. They don't, but a lot of some, you know, they don't brag about it. They don't talk about what they have. But I always admire a woman who fights through breast cancer and who's made it through. And I know many have lost some friends. Some of my friends lost their mothers and all that. So it's special to me in a certain way. So I'm happy that you came here while I'm on the show to talk about this. And so, people, this bucket is awesome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go buy KFC and then put it in the bucket and play like a, you know. Because I can't buy a whole bucket for me. You only need one to live in the house. So anything else that you want to tell us of what's going on with KFC?
Just a reminder, if you're stopping by any of our locations, to just support the cause and try all of our new goodies.
Okay. So, anything else? I mean, outside of the sandwich, the biscuit, what? Tell us some of the other products there at KFC so that people can know.
So, we have our big deal, which is a three-piece combo. That's three pieces of chicken, fries, and a drink. That's
normally what I get.
Yeah, that's fine.
I get two original and one barbecue. And one have to be a drumstick.
Yes, and then we also have our value offers as well. We have a $5.95 offer being a one-piece chicken fill-up. Uh-huh. And we also have a famous bowl fill-up, which comes with a famous bowl and a drink. And the one-piece chicken box comes with the one-piece chicken box and a drink.
I know you've been doing some renovations to some of the stores, particularly right across the street from the Guardian.
Yes,
a new drive-thru, which I think is kind of cool.
Yes, something new for us. Yeah, so we're definitely doing renovations as time progresses. We want to, you know, give our customers a nice space that they can be welcomed at and feel, you know, just good, getting some good food, some finger-looking good food.
I got to give you a feel-good story. On Sunday, it didn't feel like cooking.
No?
And I'm like, every place closed down. And I called you and they said, we're open.
Yes.
And I was like, I'll be right there.
Yes. Okay, KFC is always there.
Okay, it's wonderful.
Ready to serve.
So let's go. Let's talk about the sandwich one more time before we let you go.
Yes, of course.
Let me get it right now.
Original Asiago Bacon Club Sandwich.
Yes. Has the 120 grams.
Chicken fillet. Asiago cheese. Bacon, lettuce, tomatoes. Ranch. On a brioche bun.
Oh, goodness. That sounds so good.
Yes. I hope you enjoy.
I will. Trust me. I will. I'm a KFC supporter, so I will. I like that. Bring my little dining rewards.
Yes. PDR. Yes, for sure.
And support it. So it is wonderful to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And so far for the first day, how's the response been to the sandwich?
It's been pretty good. Like, I actually had the sandwich again today.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, goodness. Yeah. I hope this is one that we can keep for a pretty long time.
So you had it yesterday and again today. And you have it tomorrow.
Maybe, probably.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it. Then tomorrow for lunch, I'm going to tell my whole team, listen, we're going to KFC for a week and get a couple of sandwiches.
Yes, I hope y'all enjoy.
I'm sure we will. And don't forget the
fill-up box.
The fill-up box. Give us the what's in it again.
6 pieces of chicken, 12 nuggets, fries, and 4 biscuits.
You can't beat that with a steak.
Not at all.
So good having you here with me today, Madam Bethel.
Thank you.
I knew your dad, a great man.
Yes.
So, then you meet people, you say, Bala, who are you for? And when you say this, okay, I know you. So I know you from good stock.
Thank you.
All right, take care. So good to have you here. So good to have KFC here. Supporting Sister Breast Cancer Month. Get in the kitchen. Help somebody, because I'm sure everyone here knows somebody who has suffered from breast cancer, and it's always good to help our fellow women. Yes. This is Pearly. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's a Talking Head. Stay safe when we get back. John Canoe. I want to know what's going on. We'll be right back after these quick messages. Show another way for the staying in the dope. Yeah. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
Well, hey. Well, that's the way it is.
Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings, there's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
And welcome back to our Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I got a nice text says, don't know the last time I got a wing or breast from KFC. I love the sandwich. Super wonderful. So, what's going on with Jung Kang-woo? I really need to know what's going on. I watched the JCNP's press conference yesterday. And I see they said who all, which groups are sticking with the JCNP. And then I read in the papers this morning, the minister's statement saying NGC will manage parades. Is there a split in Jung Kang-woo? Is Jung Kang-woo split? Because I see JCNP say the boys, 1958, the Saxons, Roots, One Family, will all be under the JCNP. Then I see a list of the other A's, and then I see a list of B's, and a list of the other groups all saying who would the JCNP. This is not good. This is not good for Jung Kang-woo. This is not good. Keep the politics out of Jung Kang-woo. But Callie on the air, how you doing?
I'm holding, thank God.
Hey, my brother, what
I
you saying?
I want to speak on that Jung Kang-woo to do, but first I want to say, right?
Uh-huh.
Some people around here take firing crackers through my window, man.
Oh, see, I hate October. October's when all these children start firing,
yeah,
doing fireworks.
I'm waiting, so I call the police, and the police, so long, and the police won't come and check them. They are a problem. But if somebody hate them...
Nah, I don't want you to get yourself in no trouble now, right? You just do the right thing and call the cops.
I don't want them to be firing crackers through my window. And that's what they're doing.
Come on, people in Masons. Leave Brandon alone, man. Please. Don't, come on, don't do that to them.
They're stupid. They're ignorant. They're ignorant and their parents are ignorant. Because their parents right around.
Oh, Lord. Come on, people. That don't make... That's your neighbor, man. That's your neighbor, people.
They're
that's
joking.
Your neighbor. So let's talk Jung Kang-woo.
When it comes to Jung Kang-woo, right?
Uh-huh.
What everybody got to realize, especially the government and the leaders of the Jung Kang-woo group, we doesn't get paid to rush. We get nothing.
Yeah.
We put in money into it.
Yep. Tell me about it. I could tell you.
We put in plenty money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And nobody... None of the leaders are man enough to give the public that information. So they got to stop joking. All of them got to stop joking.
Well, truth be told, when I saw the press conference, I invited JCNP to come on the show.
And what did they say?
They asked me what's the name of the show. I tell them, and they answer me back since. All right? I spoke to somebody from the JCNP this morning. I said, please come on, come and give your side of the story. Talk about it. Yeah, we coming.
Everybody.
But, you know.
When they give you confirmation, put it on the air before they come so the people could listen to it.
Yeah, well, I hope you know, the invitation stands to them. If they want to call in to me right now, they can do that at 323-6232 or 325-4316 so we can talk about it. I just want to know your side of the story, that's all. You know, But I do not like what I see is happening. I purely don't like this.
Look, Russia's, the majority of Russia's, pays hundreds of dollars, some thousands, just to rush.
I know. I've been there, done that. I wouldn't dare say how much I spend because.
And it gets nothing back.
No, you get it's your sacrifice and love of the culture that you do it.
And they causing people to hate what they're doing, and so indirectly there won't be anybody rushing like that.
Boy, I hope not, because it's our culture, it's our premier festival.
Yes, they will rush, right? But the people would really understand what to do. They're not going to be out there saying and be putting up with those people's foolishness. Government don't give us anything. It's probably they give the leader.
Well, they give the group. The government gives the group seed. Gives group seed money, and that's to go towards cost. I know. But I know. They give them a little bit of money to help them jump start and go. I know. But it's all what the private sector does. It's all what you get, but these fellas push their hand in their pocket and take out and spend. And a lot of times the leaders of these groups spend their own personal money to their detriment to get these groups on Bay Street. So I understand what it's about, and I know what it's all about.
When it's going to be their personal money? They get money from all over the place.
Yeah, but a lot of people still put their hand in the pocket. Believe that, yeah? I know. One year, my house was a shock. I had some young people I helping out, and I can't tell you which group. But I tell them I couldn't believe this. But I had some young people, some drummers, and they're pacing their costumes, and I allowed them to have a room in my house to do that because I believe in them and I believe in the culture.
Yeah, but see, they got to get together, especially the leaders.
Yeah.
Because they got, take for instance, I was Russian from I was 12.
Uh-huh.
When I got blind, I lay off for a bit.
Uh-huh.
But I started Russian again. I still rush.
You still rush?
Yeah, man.
What you do?
Saxons.
What you care? What you do?
I ring bells.
Okay.
I won the charter member of this before we became Saxons, before Wooler was Russian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what you're talking about?
I know what I'm talking about. I ain't never get on this radio and talk foolishness.
Understood.
They got to stop joking, man, and speak the truth. They need to speak the truth.
Why, some people telling me some people ain't talking the truth in this thing.
Of course they're not.
So we're being misled and we're not getting the right information.
No.
Well, I hope you do, because we need to. We need to get the right information.
Yes,
we need to know what's going on.
You see, because they're discouraging people.
Yeah.
And when they do get the money, you think we're going to see them?
Well, I hope you would.
They might have a party for a special few.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But they doesn't do right.
I hear that, brother. I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I really want to know what's going on. I really want to know what's going on. Somebody needs to tell me what's happening here. Because this ain't making, to me, it ain't making no sense. Hi, Pearlie. Is this lovely Miss Battle, the offspring of the late Pastor Mark? Yes, she is. Yes, she is. You can see it. Yes, she is. And I told her she's from good people. Yes, she is. This happens when you mix politics and jungle. Everything this administration touches goes to ashes. Next texter says, good day, Pearlie. Please take other calls. Yes, but in your call, I can take whatever call I get, I can take. All right. Good day, Pearlie. We are working hard with Pintard. He's filling with high profiling. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Pearlie? C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, C. Allen. What's up, my brother?
Yeah. Just let me just say, what starts defective or bad, usually ends bad.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the law. If you paid attention to the debate and the law, they were actually making the argument that this is a sovereign asset, Junkanoo.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if it's a sovereign asset, then the whole concept is wrong. Then it should be surrendered maybe to a sovereign asset management authority and then let them hire the trust or whatever it is to actually do it. But by moving it to a sovereign asset management authority, it removes the government influence and it sets the policy framework, standards, and guidelines for how to work it. And then they should have put this under an authority that handles all of our cultural and heritage type environment as an asset, to the tune of the fact that these can contribute millions, if not billions, to the economy on a yearly basis.
I hear your point on that, right? But the Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, has some sort of, how to put it, has some sort of, the JCNP has been running John Canoe for 20 plus years. And while it's imperfect, they've been doing, I think, a really good job of getting the parades, or they're managing the parades and putting a good show on every Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Why change that?
I would say, no, I changed it because I would tell you, for the 20 years I've been home, when I first came home, I made the argument concerning the fact doing almost some of the same things that is being said that's being done right now, from even from actually digitizing it, making it part of a almost like a tourism product for where we promote John Canoe, Gombe, Rick and Scrape, regardless of
okay.
different things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, year-round. The ministry job will have its purpose, but the main thing is to preserve. Remember, this is a preservation thing, not a running thing. And so when you treat it as an asset, the same way we do our environment, you know, it's an asset to be maintained, the same way we do our forts and everything else. Culture and heritage is a almost billion, multi, maybe a trillion-dollar business around the world.
Uh-huh.
And so what we have to do is stop treating it as a talk shop. And then when you treat it as a sovereignty, it is actually set up as a business model to be exploited by the John Canoers and everyone else. I think at minimum we need to have a conversation, because you will always have personalities, but in the same way we use Qatar or we use Norway and the rest of them, personalities don't mandate how it's functioned, because it is run as a protected asset. And so the fact is, like, how you have personalities, it wouldn't be theirs to have a personality about, because it'll be run and maintained for the interest of people.
Uh-huh.
And it's just simply that I know we've been doing things the same way for a long time, but when we move them from under the control, these are things that belong not just to us, but to future generations. You know, just like the forts, just like the same thing we use for the carbon credits, the sea, the ocean, and all those different things.
Uh-huh.
And how do we preserve from personalities, from governments? You know, like, everything is subject to the minister's opinion, how he feels that day, or what he ate for breakfast, and all of these different things. So you basically have something that functions like a business in the same way, you know, it's all about, it's profit-driven, but it's not profit in the sense. There's a concept called it's called non-profit. We don't want that. We want something called not-for-profit. Basically what it is a not-for-profit is run to generate profit, but not for disbursement, but for the improvement of the structure, whatever it is, or the function it is.
To put back into the system.
Right. And okay. So it's something for us to consider, because, you know, a lot of things that we depend on personalities should be surrendered to a certain asset management authority, which then has different things beneath it. I know we've had people, noisemakers in the marketplace, talk about sovereign wealth funds and all these other different things, but we've never take a case study to understanding how sovereign wealth fund actually is set up and function, and it's usually about 4 to 5 different entities that sets the checks and balance. So the sovereign asset management company has a role. It provides the overreaching governance and policy-setting role. Then you have another subgroup that actually operational arm, and then you have another subgroup what we call sovereign wealth fund and sovereign wealth trust that goes for how these things are managed. And so, you know, we move towards, like we said, knowledge-based economy and intellectual property and all these different things. We're in a database economy. We're in an AI economy. All these different things requires structure rather than feelings, opinions, and everything else. And so we need to just embrace the future, man. We can't ignore it.
Gotcha.
It's gonna come whether we like it or not.
Okay. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks.
Take care of yourself. Texas, good afternoon. Jungle News should always be marketed as R in capitals. Cultural expression, but now the underground politics has found its way to the surface. The JCNP started it by bringing old school personnel feelings into the internal Valley Boys fight. And the PLO finished the fight by changing, the PLP finished the fight by changing the law of all things to silence one authority in favor of somebody's relative. Ooh, caller, you are on the air. Caller, are you there?
Good day.
Good day. How are you?
Good day, fine. Yes. This jungle is going to be the fastest one this year.
Okay.
Why they could wait 2-3 months for a jungle to mess with that? That's the dumbest thing they could ever do.
Okay.
And I think the government did ever want to get control of this jungle thing. Don't let nobody fool you. They ever want to mess with that.
So this ain't gonna do.
No, sir.
Okay.
Governments never get in that, did it? There'd be no good junk. It's a whole entire mess. None good about this junk. That didn't mess it up. I'm trying to figure out what else this government is going to mess with. Did they mess up local higher deals? Did they mess up local government? No, did they mess up junk? What else did they mess
up? Elections coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, caller. Say, what else they can mess up? Ah, Lord have mercy. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
What's up?
Aaron Cole, thank God for life.
Let's say, Papa, how what you saying? Hey, Rachel, buddy. Hey, Rachel.
So, Pearly, the Junkanoo thing all messed up?
Well, I'm trying to get a clear picture on this, right? Because the minister says... Oh,
okay,
the minister
Pearly, let me say this to you, because...
Go ahead.
Okay, you tell us that, too, before, and I'm being rude.
Go ahead.
I want you to really break it down. You're trying to get a clear picture. It seems like the picture is muddy or the water is muddy. What you seeing?
Okay.
What you seeing so far? Trying to get a clear picture.
Let me say what I seeing.
Just
okay.
Be upfront and say what you seeing. Okay. It don't have to be nothing to do with the facts. It's just what you seeing.
What I seeing is there's a fight between in a group. All right. One part of the group leader has a connection with the leadership of the country.
Stay real. Speak truth.
All right. So that's the first thing I see.
Hold on.
Then so they go to court. The court rule in favor. One side, but the other side appealed. The appeals court has not announced its decision as of yet. Okay, that's one. I see the government bring a new bill, introduce a bill that will change the management of Junkanoo in its totality.
Wait, simplify that more, like.
Let me bring it. All right, they bring in a Junkanoo commission. Which will manage all the affairs of Junkanoo, the parade, the promotion.
Replacing what?
They say they're not replacing anybody. They're saying the NGC will have some control, and the JCNP should be partnering with them. My problem with that is.
Why they need two groups to manage? I mean, two set of organizations. I mean, think I'm to manage the Junkanoo.
I'm not 100% clear on what roles each will play. I tried to read the act. To me, I see. My whole thing is, you bring this, you haven't bring it to the House of Assembly yet, which is the House doesn't meet till next week, in October 8th. You got a number of things you got to bring. You got to bring the Boundaries Commission. You got to bring this. Why are you rushing to make changes now before Junkanoo, when this could be something you bring in January? You spend 3 to 6 months of having long dialogue with everybody. So at the end of the day, everybody on, and it could be a few months, everybody on the same page. But it seems to be a little.
They get the money, right?
Who get the money?
You remember they said they raised the seed money and they didn't give it to them last week or week before.
Some groups said they ain't got a dollar.
Oh.
So then you see the JCNP have a press conference yesterday saying the boys, 1958, the Saxons, Roots, One Family, and Colors, and a number of other groups are supporting the JCNP.
Okay.
Then the minister comes and says, I read it, the Minister of Health, Youth, Sports, and Culture announced yesterday that the National Junkanoo Commission, the NJC, will be responsible for the management of Junkanoo Parade across the country. The decision follows a dispute with the Junkanoo Corporation of New Province, JCNP, which has managed parades on New Province for the last 2 decades over the issue. Okay.
PLP sound like they won't put their footprint, like I always say, on this and will be able to say, well, the PLP did this. But should we be listening to this minister? This is the same minister who said when they did the Auditor General send a report for he said that was garbage, right?
I something like that. I remember some dispute
like
with that,
the
yeah.
Financial audit report.
Yeah, I remember some dispute with that, yeah.
It's not like they just try to put their footprint down and stuff like that. The PLP got to be very careful what they do. I don't know why someone just, anyhow.
I mean, if you just look at it from the surface, Junkanoo split in half.
If you look at it from the surface, I say put an injunction on it until they get their act together. They should go to the courts and put an injunction on it. It's sad. I know people make money from this, and they might say, I talk in foolishness, but this is not right. Or when the government changed, then we would correct it. You say anything, or you was able to say anything about Warren Miller, yeah?
Not yet.
Okay, I wanted to say condolences to his family, his wife and his son, his sisters, his brothers, and his mommy, Miss Mary. I want to say condolences to them. Pearly.
Uh-huh. I've known Vaughn very well. Good friends. We worked together at another place before he got into politics. And him and I had a really good working relationship. Had some very deep conversations. So I feel that pain, and I've lost a friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Pearly, I don't know if you consider it. I know he was a politician. I don't see him as a politician. You know, before he became a minister in the cabinet, we always call him Minister Warren.
Yes, yes. He had a church.
I consider him like one of them decent
mm-hmm.
humans of us who here on this earth.
Yes.
I don't think he was perfect. I don't believe none of us are perfect.
Only Christ.
Yes. But that Warren Miller, my brother, but me and him, babe, from I get 18, from I turn 18 and lose my sight.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of connected to him, and that's like, must be 35, 34 years. I see him before. I used to listen to him on the radio and stuff like that, Brother Warren. That's what we all know him
mm-hmm.
as.
Mm-hmm.
We can miss Brother Warren.
Yes, we will.
No, Brother Warren was very my brother. I talk about for years, that man. Come here, people might think, you know, like how some of us has changed when we get high. Or
high
to me, mm-hmm. I can't see what you all see, right? But he ain't never changed.
Yeah.
He still was the humble lion. He still was the humble lion. For years, I talk about sharing a plate. Just the week before, the Sunday when he gone, the week before, someone's birthday gave him a piece of cake. Me and him sitting down, and he shared it with me, saying it ain't nothing much. He always say, like, them Lucha people, like,
yeah.
It ain't nothing much, but he shared it with me. I can miss Brother Warren. I love Brother Warren.
Amen.
Brother Warren, like I say, he was close to me like a brother. It's so sad. I feel so bad, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
It's a PLP.
Okay.
And I was one of them PLPs who was out here publicly. I know some of them saying it privately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying to Mr. Davis, please ring the bell. It's so sad. A bell will be ring, but my friend had to die. You know what I mean? And, you know, I guess that's a part of life. But
so you think it's going to be a by-election or a general election?
Well, listen to me. I think it's dumb to just do a by-election, knowing how close it is to the election.
So you're calling for a general election?
I feel like Mr. Davis, I mean, the smart thing to do is go straight for the whole hog for a general election. But I know he could feel how we feel out here about him and his and our party.
Well, I see the leader of the opposition called for a general election. So let's see what happens. Okay, I got a couple more callers.
I think the Bahamian people are ready for it. I think we want a general election. We don't want no by-election. And we could mix the constituency for the by-election. We could mix it with it and see if the people would support him. But I think the Bahamian people was ready for Mr. Davis to ring the bell a long time. We can miss Brother Warren.
Okay.
Brother Warren set a good example for plenty of them to follow.
Okay, brother. All right.
Those people who might be talking bad, but they're dead.
Uh-uh.
So
we ain't doing that today. We ain't doing that.
People of us need to learn that we can feel it one day in our level. We can feel just how the people, man. We ain't no judge. Don't celebrate when people there. Don't care how
much
we
don't exactly. Like. I agree with you. All right. Thanks, brother. Holly on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Boyle?
All right, dear brother. What's happening?
You were two callers, right, when I was listening to you. One mm-hmm. was C. Allen and one was Bremen.
Uh-huh.
And I come to agree with the two of them.
Okay.
No, me and C. Allen, I don't really agree with him on nothing much.
I gotcha.
I agree on that, because what he was saying, Burley.
Mm-hmm.
Burley, let me ask you something before I say what I got to say. You look at the bill?
Yeah, I read the bill.
You read the bill? Okay.
Yeah.
Since you read the bill then, you should know exactly what C. Allen was saying. That's what the bill's saying.
Okay.
Right? But only one thing, he had a couple other things what ain't got nothing to do with junk, you know.
Okay.
Right? Now, you hear what Raymond tell you, right?
Uh-huh.
I hear the last part when he was saying that he was asking for me, he was 12 years old.
Yeah.
You got to believe that.
No, I know that.
Him and my daddy and my uncles, them,
uh-huh.
they was the ones who would make this accent.
Okay.
Then will I come in.
Okay.
Because it wasn't the Saxon voice. It was the central food store.
Okay.
Then when Wola came, that's when they get the name Saxon.
I got you.
Right? But I say this to say this. Let me ask you something, Burley.
Uh huh.
Now this JCN thing, you know how they get that position?
Tell me.
Perry Christie.
Okay.
Perry Christie gave them that. He told that junk news them, you all pick somebody to volunteer to watch this, to manage the parade on Christmas and on New Year's.
Yes.
And the government, and uh-huh. they will get paid.
Okay.
To do that.
Okay.
Now, what the groups them did, it wasn't in on them as no leaders, you know, and in on them as no chairman. They persons with the chairman or the leader volunteer to be a part of the JCN.
Okay.
Because I've been a junk, I've been a Zapis, who's the chairman of JCN. They say he's a Saxon.
Dion?
Dion. I don't know who he is.
You don't know him, but Saxons know him, and I know him.
Listen, listen to me. I get all of my brothers. You see? Okay, Bremen is a bella. My brother is one of the top bellas. My sister is top dancer.
And I sure they know him.
Yeah, they know him, but I'm saying I don't know him.
Okay, all right.
I just get the final from him when I hear this thing come up with this bunch of thing up.
Okay.
And then someone tell me, look here, that boy who's sitting up, the chairman, he's his accent. I say, okay. Now, I will show you something. Really, why you think they don't want to go along with the authority? You have an idea?
Because why they don't want to go along me, with you the authority? You tell me. You tell me. You tell me.
I'll tell you why. Who's paid them? Who's paid the JCN?
I'm not sure. The ministry, I guess. I guess
the government paid them.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you see them tickets?
Uh-huh.
You see the tickets where people has got to spend to go there?
The bleacher seats, yeah.
Okay. That money there supposed to be for the groups.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You hear what Bremen tell you?
No.
And Bremen say, all they just do is give you enough to have a party, and everybody is go to the party.
Yeah, but the money from the... From the bleacher sales go towards the prize money. You know, groups say they ain't no group that would say they get the prize money. Towards, yes, I say towards the prize, and they get the prize money.
But what they do with the prize money is only be enough, like Raymond say, to have a party.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Watch this.
You know, buddy, people ain't in the jungle for that prize money per se, you know.
Listen to this. Don't say that, Boyle. Don't say people ain't into no money.
The majority of people, why you want to win the parade? The majority of people don't care about the money. They care about winning the parade and being in.
But that was back then. They ain't changed now. Them fellas spending plenty of money on the costume, on the belling.
Yeah, I know.
Now watch what the authority can do. You said you read the bill. Listen to what the authority can do. The authority now can give Bremen, who is a bella, he can be getting money in his pocket. Every bella.
No! That ain't what the no. You trying to tell me the 300 people who rush for the let's say the Saxons, the 50 bellas, each of them getting a check? That's what you trying to tell me?
Yes.
No, that ain't. I didn't read it like that.
You better read that bill again.
I can read it again.
You didn't listen to the minister neither.
I can read it again. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it like that.
Okay.
And a lot of people do understand it like that.
When they had the what it name. When they had the first open thing for
the town hall meeting, yeah.
Right, you was into that?
No, I know. I watched it.
What the judge name? Who was the she was chairing it? The judge Allen something Allen.
Uh huh.
Retired judge.
Anita Allen, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. So listen.
I got somebody to call us. Skilly, gotta go fast again, but I ran out of time.
Read the bill, Spoily.
I can read the bill.
That's why them fellas don't want Lego. They want money.
I don't see it like that. You saying it like that, right? But some other people are saying they bring this bill to a partner of the prime minister. That's what some people are saying.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with no
group. That's what you saying.
That have nothing to do with them. Because with that bill, guess what? The government even ain't got no say in that junk no more.
That's not so. The minister can have the power. The minister.
You read the bill.
All right, Skilla. All right, thanks, Skilla. Callie on there. How you doing?
Hey, I am well, and I'm always listening. And first time calling.
Appreciate that. What's up?
I've been observing this Junkanoo or this government controversy. It's really not a Junkanoo controversy in my view.
Uh huh.
It's a government, corrupt, mix up.
Okay.
I admire when you're brave, but at least be smart. You know, at least you can get something done. There's absolutely no reason for the government to interject itself to control Junkanoos. I heard the person before me said, well, the bellies will get this amount of money and all of that. So this payment, you have to look to the government for. When you have to look to the government for money, government or to pay you, government could dictate what they expect of you. Junk canoe is not the property of the government. Junk canoe is the an art come from the soul of the people.
Yes.
Why you want to come and take that? Huh? And it was progressing, maybe slow, but nevertheless progressing over all these years, with you just on the sideline, being dedicated to interject the people's money from the people's treasury to assist the people in a small way. Why you want to jump to this right now? It's like, you know, you're not smart. You're not smart. I don't know how much more things this government's going to mess up before this next election, but Lord, I pray they don't mess up no much more.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Feel free to call again sometime. Callie on the air. How you doing?
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
I'm pretty good, my brother. What you saying?
Listen, this is the first time calling a show or any show.
I appreciate that.
There's a handful of callers who are super political who call these shows, and you know they tend to be singing for whatever they're singing for, or extremely biased.
Okay.
Someone who loves Junk Canoe, who brought their child to love Junk Canoe. See, this ain't political for me. It's more cultural.
Yes.
So to me, if you're gonna bring something, this is what I feel. Have both entities to have an objective conversation, because everybody's speculating and saying this and all this and whatever. It ain't making it political. To me, this cultural for persons who are not into listening to these red talk shows. There's some hardcore FMs calling, hardcore PLP. And for persons who just love Junk Canoe per se,
uh-huh.
this is bigger than PLP and FNM.
Okay.
And the JCMP or the government, I think at the end of the day, no one entity supposed to hold the reins of this culture. And to me, it seemed like a pissing contest to me.
Okay.
Or you're FNM, so or you PLP, so we're not going to abide. But bro, you're holding people who I have family members who come from all around the world to come to this every year. It's like
yes,
family tradition.
Yeah.
And for to sit back and your people on these radio stations because it's political. My thing is, at the end of the day, to make it fair, have the JCMP or have someone from the government, let's have a real discussion instead of already everybody speculating. Because for persons like me who ain't deep into no politics or FNM or PLP, this, I sing for no contract. I ain't singing because I hardcore PLP or FNM. I love Junk Canoe, and now this is why I call. I don't even call these radio stations because everything's political.
I understand.
You know, FNM appeal. I need some, for me, I need information, real information, not speculation, or the Davis, I need some real information because I would know whether to don't support any Junk Canoe no more. Tell my family that's in Junk Canoe mash up now, FNM and PLP doing what they do.
All due respect, this the government and the JCMB, the FNM ain't got nothing to do with this. They stand out of this.
I hear FNM calling in. Talking
about that's them, there may be people who support the FNM, but the one line press statement that the leader of opposition say, don't get me in this. He's staying out of that because he thinks John Canoe should be safe for the people.
They have their party supporters who see.
Well, you know, always have party supporters and everything.
No, I'm saying outside looking in. It's what it appears to be.
Let me show you this. The people who support what the government is doing, some FNMs in that. The people who support this the split in the Valley FNMs and PLPs on both sides of that divide. I don't think so.
For the overall general public, not just the particular factions of PLP or FNM. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fair enough.
That's for overall. Cause
I agree.
It's not only the PLP and FNMs who go to Junk Canoe. It's not people who just sitting for the contracts go to Junk Canoe.
I agree.
You have a large faction. So I'm going to say, if you all could, please have persons of the JCNP and officials from the and they don't have to come at the same time because, you know, they act like children now. Like a
well, I invited the JCMP. I wanted them to come on. Then after that, I was going to invite the NJC. So the JCMP won't come. I'll get the NJC. Hopefully, they'll come and give their side of it.
Because at the end of the day, everybody looking at spinning narratives. I'm not interested in none. They're looking for what's better.
I just want to know what's going on. As you do, I want to know what's going on.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Callie on there. How you doing?
Bailey.
Hey.
Chief Sinkin, Goatskin, Junkunoo all my life. That caller would just come off the phone, made the most sense to me.
Okay.
The most sense.
Okay.
And you know why? Because the news media, yourself, I can put it on you today, Bailey. You should never agree with nobody as a news media about this political because of Trevor.
No. Hold on. Stop. I didn't say I agree. All I'm saying is things that are being floated out there. I didn't say that happening. I say, I hear this happen.
Saying it ain't political? It is.
Okay.
That's why they call him Trevor in brave name. And the people you think ain't there, they would run into JCNP, the FNMs.
Who's that? No. I ain't going to let you do that. Let me tell you why I ain't going to let you do that. Let me tell you why. Because I know certain hierarchies of the FNM bid the way forward, Valley Boys. I know that for a fact.
I'm not saying that ain't happening.
Okay.
You saying you don't think it's political.
I don't think it's a PLP FNM political. I think it's a government.
I am Junkunoo. I telling you what it is. GNN ain't asking you.
So you telling me I don't know nothing then? I ain't talk to nobody.
I ain't say you don't know.
I ain't in Junkunoo.
Well, yeah, I
won't
rob it too. I want you to listen to me. I call
it. Yeah, brother. Yeah, man. Yeah, I
rob it. It has turned political. It has.
I agree it has turned political, but I don't think it's PLP, FNM
and it's
political.
It is sad. You understand me? Because one section say, I ain't this and I ain't biased and we go with the rules. And then when you look, they side with one section. That is discrimination. That is where all this thing started off from. The same man with crying wolf now is the one who started. Because the minute them tried to do this thing last year by saying, listen, let both of them rush until the case was over. This one man in charge, say no.
But doesn't the rule say you got to go as Genesis did, as us, go through a process?
Let me tell you
Let me ask you this question. Are you telling me, throw the rules out the window and just let them rush? That's what you're saying.
That depends on which rules you're applying.
The rules that say a group got to go to as exhibition, as fun group, all of that. That rule.
The rules that depends on what you're applying for. We applied not to be a break off new group. We applied for elections. We never said we were the break off group. That's what Brian M. say.
Okay, I understand. All right.
We never said that, and we proved it to the court who we are. We ain't getting emotional, Brady.
But the Court of Appeal ain't...
The Court of Appeal is just that. If the Supreme Court give you bail, the only thing the Court of Appeal would do, if someone appealed the decision that the Supreme Court makes, the Court of Appeal would send that back to the Supreme Court.
The Court of Appeal can overrule it as well and say they were wrong.
They're going to send it back to the Supreme Court.
But let's wait to see.
They're going to overturn that.
Let's wait to see.
They'll send it back.
Let's wait to see. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't no place to see man ask questions. These people like that man talking nonsense.
Yeah, but don't get that the next thing. Yeah, but he has his right just as you do to say how you feel, bro.
Buddy, come on, at least have some foundation, man. Buddy, you say, or somebody say, Pindad said he's a moderate. Pindad is the one who started this in 96. Pindad.
In 96?
In 1996, yeah, but Nicholas Bell dropped this bill.
But you did have conversations and you're saying talk to stakeholders, get all them involved, don't rush it through. Why are you rushing the bill through?
Let me tell you why. One of your callers say you can't hold the government hostage. That is what the JCNP did last year when all of us were 2 weeks away from Junkunoo.
Okay.
And say there will be no Junkunoo. That's when government step in, you know.
Okay. All right. I got to run. I ran out of time, but I appreciate your call. Take care, brother. Callers don't go nowhere. You know what we're going to do right after the 5 o'clock hour? If they can hold, we'll bring them back. We'll talk to them. But we're going to take our time for break, right, Mr. Producer? We're going to take our break, get to the news. If you want to stay on, if not, call back right after the 5 o'clock hour. We'll take the first couple minutes of the 5 o'clock hour to get these two calls through. This is Pearly. It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. A Talking Heads Thursday. Oh, boy. See you right after the news.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Valia, we a big deal when we touch grounds. Yeah, I can't see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Go get your one big deal, stop stress me. All of me dip on the toilet, not left feet.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 89 FM.
And welcome back to our Talking Heads Thursday here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Call, I made you wait all this time, so I'm going to put you on right away before we get into the sports section. We're going to cover this call. Call, you're on the air. How you doing?
Sports time. Thank you, Pearly. Pearly, they just called back to say one official, government official called me. He's talking. And I tell him if he can hurry up and tell me what the bottom line is, right? So I can paraphrase what he tell me.
Okay.
You see, the National how you say it, Jhonkanoo Committee?
NJC? The National Jhonkanoo Committee? The NJC?
Boss.
Yeah.
They the boss. They the government.
Okay.
They put the people in there. What the guy named Dion there?
Yeah, JCNP. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they put them there to manage it. The officials say the bottom line is that the C, the committee, want Dion them to know that they don't call no shots. I don't know how that sound to you or what.
Okay.
That they don't call no shots. And they can't tell the boss what to do.
Okay.
So it sounds like they can continue to manage it, but they must listen to what the committee say how to do it. And it sounds like he's saying that's what the problem is. I don't know how that sounds to you. But to me, I still think it's a bad taste. I believe what Mr. Trevor Davis was trying to do for the group, being, legalized, noted or in the books as official, the Wally Boys. I think they maybe already get what they was looking for. They get the Wally Boys' name. So what may be the right thing to do right now is for me, this is my opinion, this ain't what the officials say, is to step back, run that group now, especially if we're going into a Jhonkanoo period, because it's a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth right now, even real official Wally Boys from back in the days.
Okay. I hear you. Okay,
so
brother.
They just want the on them to know that they don't call no shots, and they hired by the government.
All right.
Sound to you, I can hang up and listen.
I hear you, brother. I hear you loud and clear. Read a couple of texts. Sorry, Burley. This guy just talking terms he don't know. He doesn't know about. He doesn't know the meaning of the word political. Political means PLP and FNM. Burley, which government allows identity theft? If you steal my name, that doesn't make you me. Interesting. Brother Pearly, as a Saxon, as a Shell Saxon born in 1958, culture belongs to the people from Africa, slavery, and now Bahamian. At this rate, we need to save the Jhonkanoo as our recognized culture. Other than that, we will have a bad Christmas and New Year's celebration from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Let's see what else we got there. A couple more texts, get rid of these. Everything changed and became mixed up since Brave Brother formed his own group. Makes one wonder. Good afternoon from Neville Wisdom. Wasted that $1 million on those bleachers. That was the death of John Canoe. Pearly, that John Canoe is for the PLP brother, it will be a failure, sad to say. And that's the Texas. Ah, boy, that was interesting. That was interesting. But, you know, before we move into the sports, I just want to know where we at. Because as a layman, and I'm going to call myself a layman now because I don't rush no more. As a layman looking at, it looks like there's a split in John Canoe. That's not good for the culture. Either way, I don't care who's saying what or who ain't doing what. That's not good for the culture. And we got to come together and we got to fix this. If not, we're going to destroy another part of the Bahamas. And I don't like that. Okay, let's get into the day. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, I got a couple of things I got to read quick first. And before we get into today in sports history, I got to remind you what's going on Saturdays on Guardian Radio. Big Saturdays are here on Guardian Radio. Follow the eye opener at 9 a.m. The accredited from 10th year seniors is now supersized for 2 full hours at 11 a.m. And tell it to the Stanya expands to 90 minutes at 1 p.m. The new season is of our Blue Bahamas kicks off now at 2:30 p.m. And the happy hour with Deandra Cartwright moves to a new time at 3 p.m. And the new Big Saturdays on Guardian Radio begins this Saturday, October 4th. Tune in. It's a great Saturday on Guardian Radio. Boy. Oh, don't forget Press Box on Sunday at 11 o'clock with Naughty and myself. We look forward to seeing you there. Come and listen to us. Come and call in. We talk football. We talk everything sports. But, of course, you know, with the football season, and get to hear how I feel about my Miami Dolphins and Naughty feel about his Dallas Cowboys. Okay? Don't forget. And, you know, Naughty's got his picks, so look out for that. Okay? And it's great stuff. Everything is great. Call me on the air. How you doing?
Pearly. Yes. Good afternoon. I just going to take 2 seconds of your time. Listen, on the ground here, this is really amazing how this junk news thing has blown up from the name of the two groups into where it's now. It's like a full-blown war. But I can tell you the general perception on the ground. See, everyone is trying to be politically correct with this matter. This thing stinks and it reeks of political interference. Okay? And I'm calling it for what it is because many people, this thing is on the tongues of many of these people and also these people who go out to watch John Canoe. The general talk on the ground is it reeks of political interference. According to what we were made to understand as laymen out here, if a group breaks away from another group, that group that breaks away changes its name to a new name. And what we're going through right now, we would not be going through this had the second group taken on a different name.
But they're saying they're not breaking away. They're saying that they are the Valley Boys. They're saying that the courts say they have the name, and they're saying that they are the group and the others should come with them. They're not saying they're not breaking off. They're not forming another group. This is their argument. This is only what they're saying.
Yeah, but Pearly, that is what they're saying. Uh-huh. The perception out here on the ground is different.
I got you.
It's a public's perception of what's going on, not what they're saying it is. It's the perception on the ground.
Yeah.
The ground is that this group broke away. I don't care how they slice this. You see, we want to be politically correct so we don't step on no eggshells.
Okay.
But let's put it the way how it is. This group apparently is a split from the original grouping, and it's caused all of this stuff now is distracting away from the other serious national issues that we have to deal with. That's all it is.
Another deflection. I got you.
That's all it is. It's a deflection.
All right, my brother. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Today in sports history, today is Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. In 1908, Addie Hoss, Cleveland Indians pitched his fourth perfect game in Major League Baseball history. In 1920, the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates played the only triple-header in baseball history. The Reds won 2 of the 3 games. In 1947, the Federatino Internationale de Automobile, FIA, formally established Formula One Racing and Grand Prix Company. The first automobile race to use asphalt, cement, and dirt roads took place in Watkins Glen in New York. It was the first road race in the U.S. following World War II. And finally, in 1996, Mark Freeman was given 3 years probation and fined $200 after he pleaded no contest to perjury at the O.J. Simpson trial. And the sports quote of the day, you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Michael Jordan. So, yesterday, hey, the Dodgers went into the store, bought a broom, and came in, swept the Cincinnati Reds out of the baseball playoffs. The Dodgers won the wild card game 2-0, and now they will be facing the Philadelphia Phillies in the next round, which is called the National League Division Series. Once we sweep them, then we'll move on to the National League Championship Series and then into the World Series. So I'm going to become that guy when it comes to the Dodgers. So Naughty was very upset the other day, but yesterday the Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3. Our Bahamian great Jazz Chisholm scored the winning run. He was on first. I think it was Grissom. I can't remember who was batting. He hit a double into the wall, and he scored all the way from first with a beautiful head for his slide across the plate to give the Yankees a 4-3 victory. The San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 3-0, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers 6-1. So today, the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Padres and the Cubs, and the Tigers and the Giants, the winner today will go into the next round. Dodgers, don't go 3 games. You know, we just sweep you quick. And at this point right now, the Detroit Tigers are leading the Cleveland Guardians 6-1 on the top of the 7, bases loaded and 2 out. This one looked like this ain't going to be a good one. Cubs are at bat with a runner on first with 2 out. Callie on the air, how you doing? Oh, the Yankees-Boston game comes up at 8 o'clock. Callie on the air, how you doing?
L.A.
What's happening?
Boy, I know you in your glory now.
Hey, you can't listen to you right now. Cut me down, I bleed Dodger Blue.
Oh, boy. But you're bad, glory now. I know you won't see the Orioles no more. You know, the Orioles hit to yours.
Yeah, but y'all in the playoffs, so I ain't worrying about y'all.
Yeah.
That Orioles gave us a rough shot. I know, but that's all right.
Oh, boy. Y'all a good man. I watch them big fellas in the God boy.
It's coming together at the right time. You know, the bats are batting. The pitch is starting. My only concern is that Eden and our bullpen. I don't know if it's the bullpen or if Davey Roberts just put the wrong pitches in. Because I wasn't very happy, but I was very happy what happened in the closing. Sasaki came in there and just blew down the ninth inning just to preserve the win for the Dodgers. So I'm.
But you remember when your starters was in doing good and the bullpen was.
Yes. Last year, we had the starters out in the bullpen. Actually won the World Series first. So this year, hopefully, the starters will take us late into each game. And see what happens. Blake Snell pitched a great game, and then Yamamoto pitched a super game yesterday. So, can't complain.
Yeah, man. Y'all, like I said, boy, y'all get hot the right time, boy.
This when you're supposed to be hot. I keep telling you, I don't mind getting hurt in May and June and July. You know, that's when I want them healthy in October.
But anyhow, let me say one little comment with the junk crew.
Go ahead.
I agree with your last caller say, you know.
Uh-huh.
But Jeff say, that's the truth. There's only stem because of who it is. Other groups break away from other groups and form they get their deceptive name. And if they won't be all right, let them come in there, one name, world famous, one name, but the other one.
Lay forward.
And they could go with that if they don't want to, but you can't come and hijack no name. And then you're talking about the appeal court. The appeal court ain't come up yet.
No, there should be sometime this Monday. Should be.
So suppose they win the appeal, then what? You know, I mean, it's a bunch of nonsense, man. All they have to do is like your previous callers say, let them come out and whatever it is.
Not a good look for John Cano, but
no,
see what
man,
it
ain't a good look. Anyway.
All right, brother.
Take care, man.
Thanks for calling. Go, Mr. Oriole. We'll see you next. We'll see you in April. that's interesting. Call you on there. How you doing? All right, there, my brother.
Boy, John Cano ain't got no problem doing John Cano. John Cano safe.
Okay.
Everyone can be rushing with the same.
Hey, right now, that's the group to go with.
Sting time.
S-T-I-N-G, Sting. What's happening? We going it. Okay. We need a couple of texts here. Pearly, look like our boy Jazz is making things happen in the postseason. The postseason is where superstars and legends are made. Will the Yankees close out the hated Boston Red Sox tonight? Stay tuned. Why, I don't know. We'll see. Pearly, you were supposed to say the new Saturday ad like April. Kudos to her. That ad makes me... I get, yeah, all right. April got away. She said it a little differently. But listen, tune in Saturday. So a great lineup of shows on Saturday. And then don't forget the press box on Sunday at 11 a.m. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yay. Boy, I thought you was going to duck me. I thought you was going to duck me.
I don't duck you, man. We supposed to be like y'all. Born mess up, man.
Yeah.
And that's why he was so reluctant to take out the starter yesterday, because the media and New York like to eat him alive.
Yeah, they talked a lot about that, yeah.
Yeah, man, we I said that crochet and pitching. My guy was pitching awesome. No.
Yeah.
No, man. 6-1 tight end.
Yeah.
No one is on. What you talking about, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
That was just, oh, man.
But he pulled the starter early yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying is that he did something that no other manager would have done. All right, the Boston gone, but they started to 117 pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no reason why my guy couldn't finish that seven inning. None, no reason at all.
Well, no, he wasn't. He did. I think he walked a batter, did he? Walked two batters?
No, he got the it was no batters on.
Okay.
No batters on. He got the guy out.
Okay.
That's why it says 6-1, didn't it?
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. I man, listen, that bothered me so much because I said, look at this man. I said, it's like me pitching my best game. The next fellow you say is better than me. I put in better than him because I got that team shut out.
Yeah.
And you taking me out the game.
Lionel Crochet, I don't know if Crochet better than Freed. Freed probably going to be the Cy Young Award winner this year.
But that's what they said. That's the Crochet winner. So I don't know.
No, I don't know. No. I think Freed and Freed had a better year. Crochet had a great year, but I think Freed is the Cy Young winner. I wouldn't be mad if Crochet get it now, but I still think it's Freed.
But the ERA,
Is fucked a big time. They used to look at it like that, but now it's the whole works. The whole look at all the works. The ERA, the strikeouts, the wins, the strain of the wins. You know, if it was a big win, did they perform? Did they bring them out of a slump? Stuff like that. They look at everything when they analyze it now.
Yeah, but when I listen to some of the analysts, they freed my finished fifth in the wood. And I said, I got to be joking. 19 and it looks like 19 not, and some of the 3 points on my average.
No, man. You got freed. No, man.
How are finish fifth in the wood? What? Oh.
Let's take a quick look. We can take a quick look right now and see what the stats are saying. There's a leaderboard here. Okay. American League. That's by an average. Hits, home runs, runs by the blah, 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 blah. Earned run average. Okay. Freed is... Crochet has a better ERA, 2.59 to 2.86. Actually, Crochet got more strikeouts than him. Uh-oh. But Freed has more wins, 19 wins. Crochet got 18. I don't have all the strikeouts and everything like that. Well, the strikeouts, yeah, I don't have the rest. But Crochet actually leads him in two, and he leads Crochet. And Crochet leads him in three. Crochet leads him in earned run average, 2.59 to 2.86. Crochet leads him strikeouts. 255 and Freed is not in the money for strikeouts. And Freed has 19 wins to Crochet 18. So, and then Rodon is your next pitcher who has 18 wins. So it's going to be a throw up. It can go either way. Now that I look at the stats, it can go either way.
Yeah,
but I ain't going to feel bad. Any one of them two winners ain't going to bother me.
I don't have a problem if Crochet get it. I just don't like the idea of they throwing my guy to be fifth on. Oh, man, you got to be joking. Oh, you be fifth and even more game than anybody else in the league.
Okay.
I know you don't have to strike out, but Crochet got 250.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Freed got an excellent record. So how could you say he can finish fifth?
No, it's a two-man race. It's a Crochet-Freed race. That's it. There ain't nobody else in that race. There ain't nobody. I think Rodon may finish third, but ain't nobody else in that race.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a two-man race.
They were talking garbage. But anyhow, like I said, tonight...
Good luck.
You know, we throw on a youngster tonight, but
Who y'all drawing tonight? Who y'all drawing tonight?
We play it. I have the home court advantage. So everything is in the Yankee favor. We home.
Right? Oh, so y'all pitching, Schlettler. That's who y'all drawing tonight. Schlettler. Cam Schlettler. Against Connolly Early. I like the last name Early.
Yeah, but like I said, they're basically two rookies, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, they have no time in baseball like that. But
oh, we'll see what happens. But don't duck me tomorrow, Don't duck me tomorrow.
No, I got to. I expect Boone to watch this very carefully this evening, tonight.
Okay.
I watched the party all game last night when they all was down to the net, and I watched that.
Okay.
Streaming.
Okay. And then after that, it was all Dodgers.
I say, Paul, you're at home now. You got to move and stay from that TV.
But hey, listen, you couldn't move me from there. I was right there. I said, I ain't going to step. I even ain't cook. I order food because I didn't want to be away from the TV.
Yeah, man, this can be a good one. But I look for the Yankees and Dodgers to be back in the world.
Well, y'all got to win. We done move to the next round. Y'all got
to
win tonight.
To the next level.
Let's see what happens.
Don't call the Yankees. I'll be in BD shortly after, say, 10 o'clock. You can be able to call the Yankees.
I can text you. All right. Take care, my brother. Have a good evening. Good luck, okay?
I'll call you myself.
All right. Good luck, my brother. Talk to you later. I'm going to take our first break. This is Pearly on the Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we get back, we'll talk a little more sports. And we'll do our picks Thursday night football tonight.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right, available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. Find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Your solution for rising gas prices and expensive car maintenance has landed. Brand new 2026 electric vehicles from BYD have arrived at Easy Car Sales. Imagine no more gas and major savings on maintenance. Test drive a BYD EV today and save thousands with the car that redefines driving. Visit easy242.com for our three locations, in-house financing, and more. Easy Car Sales, the only authorized BYD dealer and warranty provider in the Bahamas.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon
chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soul and Michael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday. Boy, that was an interesting call. That was an interesting call a few minutes ago. That's my dear Yankee friend who believes so much in the Yankees, and he's convinced that the Yankees are going to win tonight. For his sake, for Naughty's sake, I hope they do win tonight, because I really don't hear them to make noise about if they lose tonight or anything like that. But we're going to have an interesting final 15, which I see is going to talk about what's at stake for a lot of the teams today. So hopefully you should enjoy that. I think you will enjoy it. Rich Eisen will be the final 15 talking about what's at stake. And if the NFL teams right now, as a pivotal week 5 begins. All right. So that's going to be interesting to see. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
Dodger blue.
Cut me now and I bleed blue. Yeah, what's happening?
Congratulations to the next round.
Yes, sir, my brother. What's happening?
Hey, but finally, where is Eric Sawyer the third?
Boy, I haven't heard from him in a little bit, you know. We didn't have the show Sunday, so he was supposed to be on the show.
Yeah, because I didn't even hear him on air in on Fridays no more.
Yeah.
And I guess want him to know that I get with Matthew Stafford and the Rams tonight. I didn't say that.
That's what you're going with?
But Sawyer boy, the Super Bowl next year in San Francisco. So all you Purdy and McCartney, all y'all got to do is get back there and y'all will have a home court. Y'all have a home field game. That's all y'all have there. Y'all 49ers, get back to the Super Bowl.
They can't. I don't know if that can happen next year. I don't know.
Super Bowl in San Francisco next year.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, unless they make some big moves in the offseason, I don't see them. I think Philadelphia is much, much too strong. I think Detroit is going to bounce back. I think Dallas will have a pretty decent team next year. I think Green Bay will have a good team. I think there's a lot for them to get past to make it there, including the Rams.
The two of them are 3-1 tonight, right? The two teams 3-1.
Yeah.
But you, the Rams, well, you see that game where they had with Philly, man, they ain't fired a kicker yet. Two block field goals back is number 9.
It ain't his fault they block now.
Hey, all number right? 90 rolling now. 330 pounds getting on like that. 6'5". hey, boy, look here.
But I see preseason started. The Knicks beat the Sixers earlier today, 99-84.
Edge coming.
EJ played with. Let me check the stats correctly. See.
Yeah.
Edge come out. He played 30 minutes. He had 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists.
He started.
So.
Yeah. Dying bad at all. Yeah. But Purdy, I don't want Pittsburgh get beat so bad in Ireland by Sunday, boy, and things like that. They pull it off. So they just barely pull it off.
Yeah,
Minnesota even didn't come on, because they didn't
no, they're going straight to London, so they've been away. Yeah,
another 9:30 a.m. game.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, like I said, game with the Rams tonight, but Purdy and McCartney look good, but Stafford still look good, so that could be a good one.
No, but I don't think is Purdy playing tonight.
Are you supposed to be right?
I don't know. No, Mark Jones starting tonight.
Oh, okay.
Purdy's still out. He's still got a toe problem. He's out.
Because the guests got beat them. Because you see how good they play the Eagles. The Eagles guests come back with them 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
To win
that
game.
But we'll see. I think the Rams is a pretty decent team. They're 3-1. The 49ers 3-1. I'll give you my pick in a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay then. Yeah. Okay then. All right.
Okay, brother. All right. And that's to update you on what's going on in the baseball. The Tigers up 6-1 at the bottom of the eighth inning. The Guardians are batting. They got a run on first with one out. The Cubs just took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning with bases loaded. And they've got Swanson batting right now. That's the star. And he just started batting, so there's Hugh Darvish pitching for the Padres. I don't like the Padres. I'm letting you know that now. I don't like the Padres. I don't like the Giants. I don't like the Padres. All right? And I don't like Manny Machado for the Cubs to beat them right now. All right? Pulling hard for the Cubs to beat them. All right? But I don't mind playing them now because we own them this season. I don't mind playing them if they happen to meet us later on down so we can beat up on them and then quiet them down. But I don't like them. So I'm going to, if the Beck's bomb is the Beck's Bees or the Slits Raiders or the Dorsey Park Boys or the St. Pauli Grill Barons playing them, I pull in for all of them. All right? I pull in for all of them. And if for some reason, some unforeseen reason, my Dodgers will make it to World Series and they go there, I pull for the Yankees. That's just how much I do not like the Padres. And you never hear Dodger pull for the Yankees in anything, right? Let's get to the pick. Boy, this is interesting. You got the San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams. The over is 43.5, and the spread is the Rams are favored at -8.5 points. I like the Rams tonight. I like the Rams. And you know what? I'm going to be bold on this one. I like the Rams and the points. I think they beat them by 2 touchdowns tonight. I just don't think Mac Jones, I didn't think he was the man in New England, and I still don't think he has enough to lead the 49ers over the Rams tonight. I just don't see it. So I'm going with the Rams tonight. I'm going to take them in the points. And I'm going to go, and just to let you know, I think the Yankees are going to send the Red Sox home tonight as well. There, yes, I said it. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for your input on what you feel about Junkanoo. Mr. Yankee, thank you for calling in, Papa. Thanks again. Everybody take care. Remember Sunday. Press box at 11 a.m. Naughty, Pearly, Stat Boy, and Mega. And I think Eric maybe, and of course Clint will be calling in as well. So let's tune in 11 o'clock Sunday morning, 11 to 1, and Gabby will get our football picks then. This has been the Talking Heads. Take care of yourself. I'm going to go enjoy my Asiago chicken right now. Take care.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. It means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
How often should you change your oil in your car? Every 3,000 miles or 3 months? Definitely by the time the light come on. A car needs oil just like we all need water. Let Muffler World change your oil and oil filters to help you keep your ride on the road. Regular oil changes will save your car's engine. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street or Robinson Road to have your car's oil changed in no time flat. Muffler World on Mackey Street is open on Saturdays, 8 to noon.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Season kicks off tonight, just down the road. The Rams against the, I don't know how many times you could say, shorthanded, undermanned, injured San Francisco 49ers this year. I guess this is the fourth time we're saying it, because they did have Brock Purdy and they did have George Kittle in the first week of the season. They did have Juwan Jennings. They did have Ricky Pearsall. They won't have those guys tonight, as it looks like Brock Purdy came back too soon. I don't know, but he didn't look himself. The Jaguars knocked him around, and he's not answering the bell with that toe injury for this short week contest. So it's Mac Jones again. It's 3-1 versus 3-1. Jackson Smith and Jigba is again going to be joining us in this first hour. His Seattle Seahawks are 3-1. So the loser of this game will be looking up at seeing Tampa at 3-1 into their house. So a lot of 3-1 teams in the mix right now in the NFC, trying to stay close to the 4-0 Philadelphia Eagles. The 3-1 Lions are in Cincinnati this weekend. So in the NFC, it all starts tonight. Can the Rams take advantage of a short week home contest against the San Francisco 49ers team that is banged up? It seems like every year, the Rams and the Niners. Last year, remember that? Everyone was hurt. In this game, pretty much Cooper Kupp didn't make it, and Puka Nacua did make it back just in time. It just seems to be every year these two teams face each other on a Thursday night where they're not full strength, and this is another one. And we'll see if the Niners can use smoke and mirrors and a lot of Christian McCaffrey to get this thing done this evening against a Rams offense that's been clicking and is one, as an organization, one block field goal away from being 4-0, them being the only 4-0 team remaining in the NFC as opposed to being Philadelphia. And in terms of other things that are at stake, I've kind of broken it up into four categories. And it's fascinating. Week five now is the second quarter of an NFL season. Mm-hmm. Once we're through, I guess, halftime, I don't know how you divide up 17 into four. I was told there would be no math on the Rich Eisen show. But I've got four different categories. The first one is obvious. You don't want to be 1-4. In the history of the National Football League Super Bowl era playoffs, there have only been 15 teams that started 1-4 and made the playoffs, the last one being the Washington football team during COVID 2020. And that 7-9 finish in the division, you remember that Giants-Eagles Sunday night game where the Eagles wanted to see what they had in Nate Sudfeld and took Jalen Hurts out of the game, and Giants fans were like, what are you, what are you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that get Doug Peterson fired.
Right. And Doug Peterson did get fired. Jalen Hurts became the starting quarterback. But 7-9 won the division. The last team to start one, and I don't think 7-9 is going to win the division this year. So the last team to go 1-4 and make a wild card spot, 10-6, 2018 Indianapolis Colts. You don't want to fall to 1-4, and the teams that could fall to 1-4 with a loss this weekend, the Browns, the Raiders, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Texans, and the Ravens. And the Dolphins and the Panthers and the Texans and the Ravens play each other. Ooh. So somebody, unless it's another tie, and then we'll start talking about changing the overtime rules again. Somebody from those two games are going to finish 1-4. The Giants to finish to start 1-4 are going to have to go to New Orleans and become the first victim of the Saints this year. The Raiders are taking on the Colts, a very tall order there, with the Colts starting 3-1. And the Browns, as we all know, are starting Dylan Gabriel against the Minnesota Vikings, who, as I mentioned yesterday, started blitzing 5 minutes ago on this rookie quarterback starting for the Browns. And I mentioned it yesterday, it's the 41st different starting quarterback for Cleveland since they came back into being in 1999. That's 11 more than the next team in the Bears at 30. And this will be the 13th rookie of the 41 different starters that the Browns are kicking the tires on. Rookie quarterbacks, that's the most in the NFL since 1999 as well. So that's what everybody there is staring down. And Dylan Gabriel is also in the next category of quarterbacks that have something to prove. Both Ohio-based quarterbacks have something to prove. Jake Browning. Can we see the Jake Browning that took over for Burrow in 2023, who went 4-3 in his place? Can we see that guy? Because we haven't seen that guy at all yet. What we've seen is Ja'Marr Chase being pissed off and basically saying, I'm not taking it into the next game. I wasn't taking it out on anybody. Jake Browning's got something to prove. Geno Smith has something to prove here, that he still has the trust of his coach. Pete Carroll's like, yeah, we're not there. I'm not there in terms of bringing in Kenny Pickett. Another multiple interception game for Geno Smith. He goes into Indianapolis. Ashton Jeanty is running as well as he did the previous game. The defense is balling out on Daniel Jones, just as it was doing in the previous game against Caleb Williams, and he's turning it over. Will Pete stand pat again? That's a big one. Bryce Young is once again in the jackpot, it appears. It's time. Last year finished great. It started poorly. Then Andy Dalton gave him a sabbatical that ended because Dalton got hurt. Then he looked great. Now he's 1-3, and last week against New England, he looked lost. As lost as he's ever looked. He's got something to prove. Trevor Lawrence on Monday Night Football. Let's go, Trevor. Let's go. The defense is balling out. Travis Etienne, who's a guest on Friday's show, balling out. You're going 1v1 versus Patrick Mahomes. And this would be a great moment to just show up like Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, like Doug Peterson, first year, Trevor Lawrence. I'll give you two more that, fascinatingly enough, have something to prove. How about Jaden Daniels? I know I went to his higher register on you right there. Didn't look all that great before he got hurt. He's coming out with a brace. Is it going to be too soon against the Chargers team that wants to wipe losing to Jackson Dart right out of their mouths? Jaden Daniels doesn't play with a brace, I don't think, ever. But the doctors who are in charge, who have cleared him, have essentially said, you're putting on a brace. How's he going to look? Does he really have something to prove? I kind of think it's just like, let's see the Jaden Daniels from 2024. Because we haven't seen him for very much yet this year, prior to him getting hurt. Now we'll see what happens with a brace. Can he show up and win this game for a Commanders team? That's the difference between 2-3 and 3-2 in this division and in this conference that I just started this segment with, a bunch of 3-1 teams. That's pretty big for them out here in Los Angeles in week 5. And then here's another one. 2-2 Kyler Murray. He started 2-0. Now you're 0-2. And then he's saying things like this yesterday at the podium, talking about the new practice facility and the new Cardinals digs that are coming in the 2028 season. His contract runs through 2028. And he had this to say about seeing the renderings about what's coming for the Cardinals and their new facilities.
What do you mean? What was my reaction? That, you know, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Hope, you know, well, I don't know what's coming out, but hope I'm here to see it.
Hope I'm here to see it. Oof. Like, what does that mean? I hope I'm here to see it. Okay. He's 8-22 in his career again.
Maybe that's why he hopes.
Yeah.
That's potentially what's at stake. I don't know. He just lost 2 in a row to division opponents again. You know, one on the road, one at home. And now he's got Cam Ward here, who could be, he's in another category that I'm moving on to, which is quarterbacks arrivals. But he's also maybe got something to prove because he's taking on Kyler Murray. They're 0-4, the Tennessee Titans, and he's coming off of this soundbite. I wrote it down here. If we keep it a buck, right now we ass.
Yeah, I heard that.
He said it.
Yeah. Okay. So that means keeping it real, 100, right? Uh-huh. A buck? Is that, am I understanding?
Come on, Rich, you know now, okay. Baby. You
right now,
if we keep it real,
we ass.
Yeah.
So we need the soundbite. I think I did it justice.
Could I translate?
I don't know if he sounded like that.
Could I translate maybe for people?
Uh-huh.
If we're going to be completely honest with the situation going on right
sure,
now.
Of course, yep.
We as a team, we're not playing very good football. Uh-huh.
T. Yeah, Jefferson, well thank well you, sir. Now
well
I get it.
Well done.
Oh, time to arrive would be showing up in Arizona and doing this. And the, this is winning football. And three other quarterbacks can arrive in a way. I guess Cooper Rush is one. He's going to start for the Baltimore Ravens. We've seen this before. Can he show up like the Cowboys Cooper Rush and start nailing things down for the Baltimore Ravens?
You might hear about that.
Jackson later. Dart, can he show up and win two in a row for the Giants? And how about, you want to talk about a rival, like a flat out arrival, like here I am. Here I am, although we already talked about his arrival as a terrific 2024 draft choice playing this year. How about Drake May showing up on Sunday Night Football, going to Western New York with them wearing their new rival jerseys, all dressed in ice or whatever it is. The Bills are dressed
out.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're icing up on Sunday night. The Bills are the only undefeated team in the AFC. What if Drake May shows up and is like, I've got this. I'm going to surprise everybody by playing just like Josh Allen, just like I've played over the last few weeks. And the Patriots upend the Bills and maybe many survivor pools from sea to shining sea.
Ooh, Rich Eisen.
That's what's at stake for that. And here's just the last category, marquee games.
Stephon Diggs revenge game.
And what, okay. By the way, say what you will. That'll be something.
Yeah.
And no, and May played against him last year, and so did Diggs last year. Remember the Texans?
Yeah.
But this is a different story, I guess. As well. He's back again.
Drake May's balling.
And that you could put that game on the marquee. It is a Sunday night game. They, you know, didn't flex out of it, which I think they had an option to. But at any rate, long story short, how about the Eagles and the Broncos? The Eagles passing game front and center. We'll talk about that later. A.J. Brown spoke on Wednesday. We'll play that on this Thursday show. And then the Broncos bandwagon that has been full for the entire summer into, I guess, the beginning of this season. This would be a way for the bandwagon people to say, I knew I was on the right wagon. If the Broncos come east and beat the Eagles and hand them their first loss of the season, the Monday night game I already discussed. If the Jaguars can place their calling card on the league and say, we wrapped up week five by telling the Chiefs, you haven't turned a corner yet. And then, of course, there's the Chiefs saying, oh, we turned the corner all right. That's a big Monday night game in week five. I also mentioned the Chargers and the Commanders. The Commanders, again, get their guy back. How does Jaden Daniels look with a brace? Can he start looking like 2020 and getting the defense after Justin Herbert in a way the Giants did? And then there's the Chargers basically saying, we're going to take charging. And that was last week was just an outlier. It was just a blip on the radar screen. The Bucs and the Seahawks. Who wants a piece of the division lead, folks? Seattle? The Bucs are playing this game with Atlanta on a bye week. They lose two in a row, and they lose to the Eagles and the Seahawks, or do they go up to the Pacific Northwest and plant a flag as Baker Mayfield did? Something I may or may not remind Jackson Smith and Jigba about. Certainly since Baker's got an Ohio State teammate of his as a teammate. And then lastly, there's the Lions. I understand Lions-Bengals may not be on your marquee, but the Lions are on a marquee, and they could win four in a row and basically say to everybody, we are just coming for you, biting kneecaps, yada, yada, yada. And Jake Browning, you're next. That's what's at stake. Texans, Ravens, you could put on the marquee because they were division winners last year. And then once again, the loser goes to 1-4. 1-4.
And it looks like the Ravens are in trouble because Lamar's not walking through that door. He might be limping through it. And then we'll see what happens with the Ravens moving forward. And did the Texans last week again?